안녕하세요. 회화와 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, VOA 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 일부러 그런 것 아닙니다. 고의가 아니었어요. 이런 표현 영어로 어떻게 하는지 살펴보도록 하겠습니다. 대화를 통해 들어보시죠. Welcome to the show, John.
Good to be here again.
Have you ever been in a position where you have to explain yourself because someone misunderstood your intention?
All the time.
What do you say first?
I might say, that was not my intention. That was not on purpose. Or, I didn't do that on purpose. I did that by accident. I did that by mistake.
살다 보면 이런저런 일이 일어나는데 어떤 일이 고의로 그런 것이 아니라 어쩌다 그렇게 됐다 이런 말을 하고 싶으실 때 on purpose, 일부러, 고의로라는 on purpose를 I didn't do it. 내가 안 했어요. 뒤에 붙이면 일부러 안 했어요. 라는 말이 됩니다. I didn't do it on purpose. 고의가 아닙니다. That was not on purpose.
You can also say, I didn't do that intentionally. I didn't do it deliberately. I didn't mean it that way.
또 어떤 일이 우연히 일어난 일이다. 이렇게 말씀하고 싶을 때는 by chance를 쓰시면 됩니다. It just happened by chance.
Coincidence means by chance. It happened by chance. It happened coincidentally.
By chance는 우연히라는 뜻이고 by any chance는 혹시라는 뜻입니다. 질문할 때 많이 쓰는 표현이죠. John, are you working tomorrow by any chance?
No, I'm off tomorrow. I have to pick up my friend from the airport. Do you know how to get to Reagan National Airport by any chance?
제가 존에게 내일 혹시 일을 하는지 물었고 존은 친구를 공항에 데리러 가야 해서 일을 안 한다며 공항에 가는 길을 혹시 아는지 물었습니다. By any chance, 혹시라는 거 기억하시고요. 이번에는 pick-up 보겠습니다. Pick-up은 물건을 집을 때도 pick-up, 그리고 방금 들으신 것처럼 데리러 가다라는 뜻도 있습니다. I have to pick up my friend from the airport. 공항에 친구를 데리러 가야 합니다. 다시 고의가 아니다. That was not on purpose. 이 표현으로 돌아가 보죠. 고의가 아니었다는 표현을 할 때 오해하지 말아주세요. 이런 표현도 같이 하게 되는 경우 많습니다. That was not on purpose. Don't get me wrong. 오해하지 마세요. John, is there any other way to say don't get me wrong?
Sure. You could say don't take this the wrong way. It's the same as don't get me wrong. You can also say, don't misunderstand me. But we don't use that a lot. The expression, don't get me wrong, is used more by native speakers. So, if you want to speak like a native speaker, use don't get me wrong. Sometimes I notice that people learning English might use an expression that native speakers don't really use that often in their daily lives, even if it's correct. I mean, it's okay to use an expression that native speakers don't use, but it's more natural if you use expressions that they are familiar with.
Great. Speaking of a language, we say we are speaking the same language when we are in sync with each other. 말이 잘 통하네요. We are speaking the same language. 이렇게 말을 합니다. We are in sync with each other. You are speaking my language. 당신과는 말이 통합니다. 대화를 나누다가 이제야 말이 통하네요. 이렇게 말씀을 하고 싶으시면 Now you are talking.
There's another. We are on the same wavelength. Or we are on the same page. Or even I'm with you on that. And the opposite might be we're not in sync with each other. We are not speaking the same language. We are not on the same page. You might even hear we are not seeing eye to eye on that.
다시 한번 정리해보죠. 말이 잘 통하다 이렇게 말합니다.
We are speaking the same language. We are in sync with each other. We are on the same wavelength. We are on the same page. I'm with you on that.
이번에는 말이 잘 안 통하네요. 이렇게 표현합니다.
We are not in sync. We are not speaking the same language. We are not on the same page.
Everyday English, 뷰의 매일 영어. 오늘은 고의가 아닙니다. That was not on purpose. 우리는 말이 잘 통하네요. We are speaking the same language. 우리는 말이 안 통합니다. We are not speaking the same language. 오해하지 마세요. Don't get me wrong. 상대방의 오해를 풀어줄 때 쓸 수 있는 표현들 살펴봤습니다.